Frank, not bad.
Give me some suction here.
Suction.
Clean that out. I can't see it where. A small favor, Margaret. Could you run your body over my neck, please?
Hemostat, doctor.
And some disability pay from the Army. Or a pair of corrective shoulders for terminal stoop.
Oh, cut the cackle, huh? It's getting on my nerves.
As soon as I'm finished, Frank, I'll remove them for you.
Okay, cut that. One would think you'd have a little consideration. I've been up for 32 hours, you know.
I've sent for some coffee, sir.
Oh, you're a doll person.
After the war, I'm having a bust made of your head. Or possibly the other way around.
Backbone, doctor. Marine, just came in.
Take over here, will you, Phil?
This guy continued on the next table? Carotid artery. Give me some pressure here.
Vascular clamp.
All right, let's prep him.
Size of that chest.
You ought to see his mother.
All right, he'll make it tough.
I don't know how to tell you this, but you're going to live. Even though you might break our blood bank.
You're in love with me, Doc. I know it's curtain time.
Only until we meet again. All right, now take a deep breath, and we'll get you some stationery so you won't have to write home on your chest anymore. Good night.
Hey. Hey. Do you believe? Someone has actually ordered us a genuine spring day.
What a dirty, rotten trick to put it in the middle of a war.
I'm gonna put that sky on hold.
That's just a mural painted by the North Koreans to catch us off our guard.
Listen, you and me, we're gonna grab a couple of nurses, some of that torpedo juice, and head for the hills.
Sorry, I'm heading for the nearest cot, alone. Right after I get some new feet from supply.
Are you serious? After 6 months of freezing your nunny, you're actually gonna let a day like this go to waste?
Here's the coffee you sirs wanted, sirs.
You're a little late, Radar. We ordered it last winter.
Give him time. He takes baby steps. Save mine. And take my beautiful day. I'm having it later.
Excuse me, isn't this Lieutenant Simmons' tent?
That's me.
Oh, I didn't recognize you without your parka and hood. I've never seen you in your underneath before. I mean, it must be the cotton balls.
Oh, well, I've usually got these on.
Oh, yeah.
Can't see a thing without them.
Oh, really? Well, me too, neither.
Radar. Tanning your tonsils, Radar?
Sir?
I'm going out and hit a couple of balls. I just wanted to tell you that your anniversary issue of Archie Comics arrived. And I evened your cot leg so you won't have to sleep on a slant anymore.
Oh, thank you, sir. I guess that'll be all.
Thank you.
Flare your nostrils for me, Frank. I get so excited when you flare them.
Margaret, I get so excited when you say excited. Funny thing, war. Never have so many suffered so much, so few could be so happy.
Frank, we're so lucky to be two of the few and not the many.
I know, darling, and I love being both of us. Margaret, let me press my ears against your lips.
Frank, we're not alone.
Breathless, we flung us on the windy hill.
Hey, Klinger.
Shh. Laughed in the sun, kissed in the lovely grass. You said, through glory and ecstasy we pass.
Poetry, right?
Mm.
That's great the way they can rhyme and be hot at the same time.
Rupert Brooke. I want him in a poker game. Is that for me?
Oh, yeah. Came special delivery. I thought it might be important. I think it's from,
Radar! Do you know what this says?
Well, I couldn't help it, honest. I held it up to the sun to shade my eyes and some of the words showed through. They have known shame who loved unloved. Even then, when two mouths thirsty for each other find slaking. Slaking? Wow.
I've appealed to him several times, Doctor. He's not hurting the cat. He just won't release it. Oh, sorry I had to wake you.
That's all right, Father. The nurse I was dreaming was a rerun anyway.
Well, the cat's someone to love, obviously.
It's over there.
Where'd he get it?
Must have just wandered into camp.
He refuses to let go, Doctor.
My mother had the same problem with me at the induction center.
Anything you want to talk about, Soldier?
I think the cat's got his tongue.
Hey, nobody wants to take him away from you. You can hold him as long as you want. You better bring in a psychiatrist. This is out of my league. What's his name?
Fluffy.
I mean the patient, Father.
We don't know, Doctor. They brought him in without dog tags.
You don't get too attached to this place. It really stinks. Even though a lot of people are sucked in by the lobby.
Is that you, Doc?
I certainly hope so.
Well, Doc, you saved my life. No one's ever done that before.
My guess is nobody's ever had to.
Lyle Wesson.
Hawkeye Pierce, and I'm going to need that back by tonight.
Hawkeye Pierce. You're some kind of genius doctor. And I'm going to pay you back, Doc. Anything, you just name it.
If I draw you a picture, can you have her under my pillow by morning?
I'm not kidding, Doc. I'm going to pay you back. You'll see.
Okay, fine. Okay, you just lie back and hope the bed can take it.
Colonel Blake! Colonel! Special delivery. My girl, Laverne, she said yes. She agreed to marry me.
Klinger, has she ever seen you?
We've been dating since high school. Of course she's seen me.
I mean, recently.
Sir, you gotta let me go, sir. I just have to get married.
You're not pregnant, are you?
Don't be ridiculous, sir.
Me? You're the one who looks like he just blew out of Gone with the Wind.
Sir, I only want a small, quick little wedding in Toledo. Then a teeny tiny 1-2-3 honeymoon, then I'll be right back.
Everyone who believes that, stand on their head.
You saying I'm lying, sir?
I'm saying you're so desperate to get out of Korea, you'd have yourself buried with a soda straw through the coffin so you could breathe. Forget it.
Hey, Lulu, they got the volleyball schedule up.
Oh, great. Who am I with?
Terrific.
Wow.
We got Murphy on our team.
Isn't that great?
And Rogers.
Oh, Peter Darrell's got to
Oh, Lieutenant Baker, I'm glad I bunked into you. I was noticing on your file that you never answered question 7 on your health card, and we need to know. So, have you ever had cholera, diphtheria, bubonic plague, jungle rot, or not?
Not.
Not. Okie dokie. Well, I'll get that off to Washington right away.
My Marine, right?
How'd you guess?
We just had a total eclipse of the sun.
Hey, Doc, how you doing today? Everybody treating you okay?
Well, the laundry put too much starch in my cummerbund, but outside of that...
I'll tell you something, you're a good old guy, you know that? Oh, allow me. After you?
Before me.
Full house. That's what happens when Michelin gives you 4 stars.
Excuse me. Boys about done?
Nope.
You know, my mom always told me to leave the table a little hungry. That way you don't feel so stuffed, right?
Yeah, right.
Dude just opened up here, Doc.
We got to get our food, Lyle.
Don't say that. He'll skewer the cook.
Fellas, you just sit on down and relax, and I'll handle everything. Two with everything.
I'm busy, fella.
No. I said two with everything. Now.
Everything is just what you're going to get.
How do you feel about long engagements?
Dear Dad, I'm bringing home a Marine. He'll be the son you never had.
I think you'll enjoy this.
I won't let you down.
I was wondering if I could ask you two, sirs, about some advice.
Well, what are parents for? Come on in. Make yourself homely. Sit down.
Oh, thanks.
Little irrigation?
Coming in?
Drink radar.
Oh, no, no.
What's your problem? And keep in mind, we can't work miracles with height.
Well, it's about this, woman.
A woman of the opposite sex, radar?
Yeah, Lieutenant Simmons. You know her? Nurse.
Simmons. Short, freckles, fat glasses.
Can't understand how you lost your job at the State Department.
Yeah, that's her usually, but you should see her without her parka.
Can you arrange that?
I mean, I didn't. But she was wearing this little,
A pair of hands? She was wearing two hands?
No, it was, what's a diff? For all she knows, I'm dead.
Why don't you prove to her you're alive?
Breathe in her face.
I can't because I'm ignoring her all the time.
Why?
Because she's ignoring me.
Ah, but you ignored her first.
Yeah, that's because I'm trying to beat her to the ignore.
Radar, you're going to cool yourself right out of business with
her. Why don't you let her know how you feel? Take her to the pictures.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Thanks, we invented it.
Yeah, we get a 2 cents royalty every time a guy asks a girl to a movie.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I'll ask her to the, I'll ask her to the movie.
All righty, BS2XYZ. I got you. That's 6 p.m. there, 4 a.m. here. Righty-o, Roger Wilco, over and out, 10-4, and goombye. Okay, Klinger, you're all set.
Colonel, I could kiss you.
You do, and I'll chin myself on your nose.
You sure this radio thing's gonna work, sir?
Klinger, BS2's a ham operator in Des Moines, Iowa, right? Now, he's gonna pick us up on his short wave and call Laverne, your Laverne, at the Chapel Collect in Toledo so he can patch her phone into his radio, which we can hear on our radio, and which Laverne can hear on her phone and her parents can hear on their extension. Simple?
It would have been simpler to let me go home for this.
If I let you go home, Klinger, the next time I see you, you'd be a rockette at Radio City Music Hall. Now go get shaved and get into your gown.
Yes, sir.
I'm measuring the camp. You see, last year we had 2,986 square feet, and this year we have 2,863. And I have to figure out where we shrunk. While we're on the subject, did you know that tonight's movie is Firstborn of Godzilla?
The what?
The Firstborn of Godzilla. I saw the original before Godzilla ever got married.
Oh, well, I don't go in for movies much. I'd rather just stay in and listen to some music or read some poetry.
Oh, did you read poetry?
Why, do you?
Oh, yeah, I'm always browsing up on a new poem.
Who's your favorite?
Well, right now I'm interested in a new guy, Ruptured Brook.
Boy, you guys bucking for a Section 8 really get my quills up. You keep doing that just because you think we'll think it's strange. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not one bit stranger than I am. Now, I'm going to count to five, and I want you to hand over that unauthorized cat. One. Two. three, four.
Showing off for the patients again, Frank?
Patient? He's not sick. Just another one of those crybabies who's afraid to go back to the front.
Frank, can I borrow your doctor's diploma? They're a little short in the latrine.
Oh, hardy hard.
Look, we know you love the cat. Nobody wants to hurt it. You can come visit it anytime you want. We'll take good care of it, I promise. Okay? Want to give him to me? Come on, you can trust me. Lovely. Thank you. Okay, everybody, just keep calm and nobody will get hurt, especially me. Now, let's be careful. Don't break the doctor, okay? The cat and I have just talked it over and he'd like to come back.
Hey, what the heck is going on here?
Oh, just another fan gone wild.
Well, don't worry, Doc. I'll get you out of here quicker than you can shake a stick.
No, Lyle. Don't hurt him. Be gentle. My life is in his armpit.
Easy, buddy. Take it easy.
Mr. Quang, can we have some sedation here, please?
You all right, Doc?
Thanks, Lyle. I guess that about makes us even in the life-saving department. In fact, I owe you change.
Oh, that was nothing. I haven't even begun to pay you back yet.
What are you going to do for an encore? Make me immortal?
Well, I like it, Doc. I like doing things for you. You're the greatest.
Lyle, underneath these exceptional good looks lurks a very rotten person. Really?
Oh, come on.
I'm the kind of guy who gets a kick out of tying knots in varicose veins. I once did a post-mortem an hour before the patient was ready.
Who is it?
Corporal O'Reilly. I can go away if I'm bothering you.
Man.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, we just got a new shipment in, and I was in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd stop by. Here's some candy.
Oh, thank you. I love chocolate, even though it makes my face break out.
Mine, too. I mean, it did before I turned into a man.
Well, what's that? Poetry?
Uh-huh.
Well, sit down. Read me a poem.
Well, I don't know if I should in mixed company. I mean, they got stuff in here about, you know, slaking and stuff like that.
Well, I'd love to hear some.
Okay. I warned you. Let's see. Well, here's one. The damned ship. Oh, excuse me. Lurched and slithered, quiet and quick, my cold gorge rose. The long sea rolled. I knew I must think hard of something or be sick. Do I forget you? Retchings twist and tie me. Old meat, good meals, brown gobbets up I throw.
You don't give a girl a chance, do you?
Huh?
Oh, don't play coy with me, you heartbreaker. Always standing off, playing hard to get, while all the time you were looking right through me.
I didn't see anything honest.
Oh, there ought to be a law against guys like you.
Lieutenant, you're bending the book.
Can you still hear me, Miss Esposito?
Sure can, Father. Loud and clear.
No, where were we?
No, she just said the part about being sick and poor.
Oh, yes. Then, do you, Laverne Esposito, take this man, Corporal Max Klinger, to be your lawful wedded husband?
I did.
What happened?
Oh, fishhook's interference.
Well, find it, damn it!
Oh, sorry, Father. It's a wedding, son. I understand your anger.
Well, just keep your garters on, Klinger.
And then you add a pound of shelled pecans and a bottle of lemon extract.
KN5YVJ calling BS2XYZ in Des Moines. Come in. Over.
Da, 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 da.
With our compliments.
Hey, thanks.
It's really nice of you, sirs, to get dressed up.
It's from the States. My grandfather was buried in this.
Oh, I'm really touched.
I always thought so. Look, lady, I'm a doctor trying to marry a soldier in the middle of a war.
That's sick.
Hello? A little more veil, please. I can still see your face.
You want my recipe for never fail cornbread?
Lady, you are a piece of cornbread.
Scott, Zelda, just in time.
Out of our way. May I see your invitations, please?
Friends of the bride or the bride?
You're out of uniform.
I am not. I'm with Fred Waring.
Disgusting. You have your nerve wearing white.
Jealous.
Doc, I've been looking all over for you. Well, you guys sure throw some weird parties, huh?
It's our prom night. These kids have been saving up all year for this.
Well, look at Doc. I'm shoveling off tomorrow, and I thought maybe I could have your home address. Maybe we could be pen pals after the war.
Lyle, it would just be boring for you. I write everything in prescriptions.
Come in, Laverne, wherever you are.
I demand this wedding be stopped immediately.
Oh, shut up, Major.
Did you hear that?
I certainly did.
Are you going to let him talk to you that way?
You're angry when you're beautiful.
Listen, beak nose.
What'd you call him?
Button up, Frank, and zip up, too.
Well, who are you ordering about, Mr. Sassy Name Major Pants?
I thought the doc told you to be quiet.
Oh, it's all right, Lyle. He never obeys my commands.
What a report this is going to make. That pervert marrying no one, a cat living in the hospital, and this idiot insubordinating his big mouth whenever he pleases.
Frank, I wouldn't,
Oh, shut up!
Well, that's it.
Uh-oh. What? Leo! Leo, you big moron!
Put him down! You can't twirl an officer! Ah! Oh, this is outrageous!
Oh, I think he's had enough, Lyle. We don't want his brain to rush to his head.
Apologize! No report!
I do! I do! No report! Please! Hold
this! Lyle, you really gotta stop doing things like that. It puts people off.
Yeah, you're right, Doc. I'm always doing the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. You're a big person. You deserve bigger mistakes.
No, Lyle, bad person. Does bad things.
No, you're not. Lyle, good. Hawkeye, bad.
Hey, I think I've got her.
Is that you, Pumpkin?
Yes, I'm here, baby.
Miss Esposito, ready? Would you repeat? I do.
I do.
And you, Max.
I do.
You better hurry. She's fading.
Bless, O Lord, this ring in Toledo, that he who gives it and she who wears it may abide in thy peace. I now pronounce you man and wife. Amen.
Radar, what happened to you?
I don't know. I think I've been slaked.
Here's to the biggest cannon in the war. And it's a comfort to know it's in your hands.
We're safer with the rain, you know.
One more lovely spring day like yesterday, and we'll need a group lobotomy.
You guys got any books on poetry?
Radar, come in here. Your voice is getting deeper.
Your skin is clearing up.
Well, I got this friend.
Who is she?
Who says it's a she?
Then who's he?
It's not a he.
Radar, there are only he's and she's.
Look, he's blushing.
I am not. My cheeks are just red.
Oh, Radar. Come on. Tell your Uncle Trapper.
And your Aunt Hawkeye.
Why can't you sirs just act like sirs?